Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into five stories that are shaping the AI landscape right now. From the Vatican to Silicon Valley, and the music industry to the future of search, there's a lot to unpack. First up, did the Pope use AI to write about the dangers of AI? According to an analysis shared by The Verge, parts of Pope Leo XIV's latest encyclical, Magnifica Humanitas, might be largely AI-generated. The AI detector Pangram flagged up to 62% of the first chapter as AI-written, with an overall estimate of 46% for the document. Interestingly, this is the first papal letter to focus on AI's impact on humanity, and the Pope presented it alongside Anthropic co-founder Christopher Oller. While AI detection isn't foolproof, this move signals how AI is becoming intertwined even with spiritual and moral guidance. Next, let's talk about Google's big AI moves as revealed in a recent in-depth interview with CEO Sundar Pichai on The Verge's Decoder podcast. Pichai detailed Google's restructuring to become AI-first, uniting teams like Brain and DeepMind, and launching powerful Gemini models that power everything from search to YouTube. Google is transforming search into an agent-driven experience where queries don't just return results but can set off tasks, like booking tickets or creating apps. He also addressed the tension between personalized AI answers and maintaining a common source of truth on the web, emphasizing a balance between objective facts and user context. On the timeline to AGI, Pichai remains cautiously optimistic, highlighting rapid progress but stressing preparation for powerful AI systems arriving sooner rather than later. Over in the music world, Universal Music Group and TikTok have renewed their licensing agreement with a focus on combating unauthorized AI-generated music. This deal, reported by TechCrunch, commits TikTok to removing fake or unlicensed AI music and improving how artists and songwriters are credited. It marks a shift after years of tension, including UMG pulling its catalog from TikTok in 2024 over AI-related copyright concerns. As AI tools increasingly mimic artists' voices and create counterfeit songs, this agreement may set a precedent for how platforms handle AI-generated content responsibly. With the EU and US states tightening regulations, expect more moves like this across the tech and entertainment industries. TechCrunch also reminds us that the early bird ticket rates for TechCrunch Disrupt 2026 end on May 29. The event is set for October 13 to 15 in San Francisco, bringing together over 10,000 founders, investors, and operators. This year's Disrupt promises deep dives into AI applications, robotics, fintech, and more, with over 250 sessions and 300 startups showcasing innovations. It's a key moment to build credibility, not just visibility, in the tech world, so if you're planning to attend, now's the time to lock in your pass before prices go up. Finally, Wired highlights a fascinating cultural moment as Pope Leo XIV references J.R.R. Tolkien in his encyclical on AI. The Pope draws from Tolkien's works to critique the tech elite's interpretation of power and control, contrasting his message with figures like Peter Thiel and Elon Musk. He quotes Gandalf, urging responsibility and resistance to unchecked power, a clear call for ethical AI development and caution against authoritarian ambitions. This Tolkien nod serves as a pointed reminder that technology should serve humanity, not exploit or dominate it. That's a wrap on today's top AI stories. From the Vatican's surprising engagement with AI to Google's bold AI-first transformation, and the music industry's fight against unauthorized AI content, the landscape is evolving fast. As always, these developments challenge us to think critically about how AI integrates into our lives and society. Thanks for listening to The Prompt by Kuro House. Catch you tomorrow for more AI insights.